Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. Girl, Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunchies,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth, my good people.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. How is everybody doing? How is everybody week? How was your week, Telly?
My week was great. I went to work as usual. You know, got to get them coins. Mm-hmm. And then I started working out again, y'all.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I started walking around this lake down the street. Not down the street from my house, but around my house or whatever. It's like 4 miles. So I walk around it every day. And I'm feeling good, y'all. I'm feeling good because, you know, I got to be fit for fat. So trying to get my life together for this carnival.
So what is fat? Explain to us, people.
Fat is like a festival, you know, like carnival, a party. So I named it Fit for Fet, even though it's for carnival, so I can, you know, be amped up and be like, okay, this is what I'm doing it for.
So that's the hashtag until the event.
Fit for Fet, yes, because this body got to be right. I'm telling you, I keep looking at my costume. My costume is my motivation, because big
Lord,
listen, okay. This costume is amazing. And then, you know, I've been, you know, winding myself up. So I've been going out to different Caribbean spots and stuff. So I went out, yes, last night. I went out the night before, practicing, as you may say, but also having a great time. Okay. So my week has been great, wonderful. What about you, babes?
My week has been very enlightening.
Has it?
It has. Mm-hmm. it started off smooth. It was a little rocky. Mm-hmm. But towards the end, that enlightenment hit hard.
Did it?
It did.
Girl. Enlightenment is good.
It's kind of good.
Oh, no. Kind of good.
It's good, but it's like a shocking good. Like, you wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. But it happens sometimes, you know. But that's life. Like, yeah, you say, enlightening is good. At the moment, it's not good, but eventually it is good. Mm-hmm. So, Gucci.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So, I'm glad that we both had productive weeks this week. So, let's get into Ties with Telly, where we talk about, you know, fashion, sports, and, you know, my favorite thing, sneakers, which is under fashion, but sneakers.
Yes.
Are my thing. So let's get into it. This week, baby, I ran across, you know, my different blogs as usual. Mm-hmm. So I found out that Jordan and Vogue are collabing, and they have
Jordan and Vogue is collabing.
Yes, ma'am. And for those of you who don't know who Vogue is, that's a high fashion magazine. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you guys read it but Vogue is like, again, top echelon. Hello, come on, teaching me something. Yes. When it comes to the fashion world, everybody aspires to be on Vogue, in Vogue. You know what I'm saying? So for Jordan to be collabing with them is a big thing.
It's huge.
Enormous.
Huge. They're going to be capitalizing off of each other's fan base.
Definitely. Of course, it's rumored to be said that the resale value of these shoes are going to be more than the resale value for Off-White, Virgil Abloh's.
It's Jordan and Vogue.
Yes, Vogue? Ma'am. This I know. So I should tell the DD Smoke Fab, I am trying to get me a pair of those.
Yes, Lord.
Got to figure out where to go. to go get them. And they're pretty cool. They have two versions of the Vogue and Jordan collab coming out. They have the Air Jordan 1 Zip, and then they have Air Jordan 3s coming out. And the zipper ones, the ones are cute. They have them in red and they have them in white. And the tongue and the sole of the shoe has AWOK on it. AWOK is the signature. AWOK. Yeah, AWOK.
Oh.
So that is the signature of the editor-in-chief of Vogue. Whenever she puts her signature on anything for things to be, you know, put out in the magazine, AWOK is her signature.
Like, imagine. Just imagine for a second. You're a business person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like you said, the editor-in-chief of Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
And people are buying your shoes with your initial on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know how big that is?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I definitely know how big that is.
Especially with Jordan. There's so many people that got his shoes on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't know, the editor-in-chief of Vogue is, her name is Anna Wintour. So, mm-hmm. Her signature will be on the tongue of the shoe as well as the sole of the shoe for the Air Ones.
Okay, girl.
Uh-huh. And then and then there's going to be a tag that says edited by Vogue, where normally where the Nike Air tag is like a big gawky looking, it looks like a keychain, really. You mm-hmm. can wear it as a keychain, but it's going to be on your shoe. These come out, are going to be available July 21st in stores in Chicago. Nordstrom is doing something with them in a couple of other places. And then they will be on Sneaker Pass. It's an app.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be available on Monday, July 23rd. These are just for the Air Jordan 1s. The Air Jordan 3s are going to be available in September. Now, those are a little different too, because they have tweed on the upper part of the shoe. So it kind of looked like, you know what a tweed jacket looks like? It kind of look, it's not like, it's not corduroy. It's that weird material. I can't explain it. I know what tweed is, but most people don't.
You see, I ain't saying nothing. So I just look it's at you suede. Like, you seriously like, think I know what it is? Y'all gonna learn about me. Like, look, I know how to dress, but it's time to dress. But I ain't really into like my swatches and
stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're a mess. But yeah, those come out September 21st. But September 7th. I am trying to get these ones, baby, because these are hot. So if y'all know the plug,
holla at
your girl. Ha. In a Brunch Tease Podcast at gmail.com. Listen, I'm trying to get it. Okay. This resale value, I probably won't even resell these shoes because these things is hot. Okay.
And they may be even more expensive as time progresses. So.
Yeah. Oh, and they're only $220. Yes,
well,
I did say
buy only two pair and then resell and they had the other one in stock. You know how they used to do like the Barbie collectible?
You know. You are
know
definitely
me.
Right.
I just like that couple of. I
yes,
see.
Come on.
I be,
get two
I be
pair.
Thinking on the feet.
I need two pair. Okay? Need two of them things.
Yes, get two pair.
But mm-hmm. yes, ma'am. These are definitely a hot commodity. And I applaud Jordan and Vogue for doing this collaboration because it was genius.
It was genius. It
genius.
Was.
Bravo,
listen,
Jordan. Bravo.
Listen.
Vogue.
Well, okay. When it came to, I think this is going to be what's tea of the week. We're going to do it a little early this
okay,
week.
Okay, cool.
When it comes to Kylie Jenner. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
This is going to be what's tea for the week. When I seen that article with Forbes, when they was like, she was the first young self-made billionaire, I felt some type of way.
Girl, who did?
Self-made?
No, ma'am.
But I respect that she did because Kim ain't doing shit.
She not.
Well, I think Kim do got something out, but Kim ain't selling like she doing. She got to, like, this is the digital age when mm-hmm. like the generation Y's or X's or whoever they is at the millennials. I don't know
whatever who alphabet.
Yeah. So it's like they know that they could capitalize off of social media. This is like millennials in the generation whatever they is mm-hmm. are like they know that they can capitalize off of social media. They know if they do enough, they will get seen. Like, you don't have to wait for an agent to put you on. You can put your own stuff on. So I respect that she used her platform that she already had, that was already laid out for her.
Yeah, she did have that already.
Already laid out for her. And all she had to do was get lip injections and then start wearing the makeup, and then boom, there you go. Everybody wanted lips like Kylie. But black women done had lips like that for the longest. But you know. But like I said, you cannot hate the player, hate the game. Kylie mm-hmm. is the player. The game is the game. Is you just gotta play it to get where you wanna go.
Touche. Touche.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Right.
It's bitter. I respect her, but at the same time, when it comes to being self-made, no.
Yeah, she's not self-made, baby. She is made on the backs of her sisters, literally.
Lord, yeah. And her dad, because did y'all not see Kylie when she was growing up?
Yeah, yeah.
Kylie looks nowhere near. Yes. And it's like, I understand that people grow, but when you have money to get major surgeries, that is not you, baby. That's somebody that you wanted to become. Right. And you became that person.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my tea of the week. I'm sorry to cut off ties and tell you like that, but you know, I had to get that out while I was in there, you know.
You are a mess. Nah, you good, because we could just roll right on into our topic. So this week we're touching on something that happens all the time with us in the professional world in life, period. Code switching. So there was this video on Facebook News, as Mooney would say.
Facebook News, yeah.
On this page called Better Like. It's one of the Better Like is like a Latino comedic page or whatever. They put serious issues on there, but they also have like videos and stuff. Really, really cool. Love it. Love it. Shout out Julissa, one of my favorites mm-hmm. of Better Like. But in this video, right, she was code switching. So she went to work, and it was like five different people in the area, but each person she greeted differently. The lady she saw at the front door, she spoke Spanish to her, told her she was pretty. Then she saw this cute black dude. She was like, you know, hey, what's up, whatever. Then she saw this girl, black girl, but she had on like a, what that is, hair tie or whatever. She was like, hey, black queen, or whatever the case may be. So then she saw her best friend, which is Gariel, and Gariel mm-hmm. is Dominican. So she was like, okay, Gariel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it was a Caucasian girl getting some toast. And she was like, hey, how you doing? How was your weekend? She was like, oh, it was fine. She was like, what did you do? Oh, I went hiking this weekend. All right, great. So I'll see you later. And when I tell you, I died laughing, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious, because fact of the matter is, we code switch all the time, especially if we're in professional settings, just depending yes. on who we are around or what we're doing. We can be different people in front, you know, of mm-hmm. other people. So, Mooney, do you find yourself code switching a lot?
I code switch every day. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm gonna be completely transparent right now. I told my mom this and she laughed. But when I go to people 9-to-5s,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Bruce Wayne.
Right.
When I leave that 9-to-5 job, I feel like Superman. Superwoman.
Superwoman.
Because it's like, I'm there to conform to y'all needs and what y'all need me to do, so I get this check so I can be on my way. But when it comes to me and what I really want to do, that's when I feel empowered. That's when I feel mm-hmm. my true self.
True.
So, I know how to code switch. And it's, you know, it's necessary at times.
At times.
But and sometimes, you know how sometimes you don't be wanting to code switch. You mm-hmm. just be wanting to be your regular self 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, it's off and on. know what I mean? I think.
Yes, no, yeah, definitely. I definitely know what you mean because I code switch most of the time too, especially when I'm at work. Most of the time in my setting, it's work where I code switch. Mm-hmm. When I leave that place, I'm somebody different. But also in my culture, I code mm-hmm. switch as well because I speak a different language. So because I speak a different language when I'm around certain people, you know, I speak Spanish. And then when I'm around Caribbean people, I can speak Patois, dependent because when Panamanians, most Panamanians that I know, mm-hmm. when they speak English, their English is like a broken English, which kind of sounds like Patois, but it's not really that. Yeah, it's a whole thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But I can speak with an accent like that.
Yeah, Telly be switching the accent on and off real quick. You be like, what the fuck has happened? Like, what made you go that way? Like, what happened?
It just all depends on
the... It's like, when she get passionate, it sound like she's speaking Patois. And I be like, okay.
And then if I speak in Spanish, baby, that is DEFCON 5 leaves the room, run. Okay? Because I am upset, baby, okay?
So, y'all, I just Googled. Y'all know Bruce Wayne was Batman. So basically, I'll be Clark Kent. I just wanted to clear that out there. I don't want y'all to talk about me. So I'll be feeling like I'm Clark Kent, you know, with the glasses and everything. I'll be Bruce Wayne too now, with the Bruce Wayne swag. I'm both. I could just say I'll be both.
You're a mesh.
Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne at the people shits. But, you know, I'll be chilling. I'll be chilling. I don't be with all that drama. But I'll be switching for the ass, though. I switch.
Yeah, it's sad to say though that we have to even switch. So I went to the movies to go see mm-hmm. Sorry to Bother You, and that touches on code switching as well. Mm-hmm. My dude had me absolutely rolling. You hear me? This movie is a must see. If y'all have not seen Sorry to Bother You yet, you mm-hmm. need to go see it. Number one, because it will have your mind going.
So give us a little snippet of what the movie was all about.
Okay, so the star of the show is, his name is Lakeith Stanfield. Mm-hmm. He's been in the show Lakeith Atlanta.
Been popping, okay?
Listen, my dog out here doing things. He's doing things, yes.
Congratulations to him.
Yes,
I love him on Atlanta. I love him.
Me too. Hilarious on Atlanta. He's hilarious. And dude is only 26.
Mm-hmm.
He's out here doing his thing. So, the main character, I forgot his name, the main character's name, but Lakeith, he's looking for a job, been out of a job for a while, so he goes to this place, a telemarketing place, and he gets that job, and he was having a hard time making sales. They were selling encyclopedias or whatever the case may be, so one of his coworkers told him to use his white voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what do you mean, my white voice? He was like, people tell me that I speak white all the time anyway because I don't really, like, use a lot of... You know, he was talking like that. He was like, mm-hmm. no, you have to dig deep inside yourself and feel like you don't have any worries on life. Like, yeah. You have to talk like that. I said, well, what? When he spoke in his quote-unquote white voice, that mm-hmm. I was like, oh, MG, that's crazy. But uh-huh. it got him the success that he needed to be a quote-unquote power caller. It was just a whole bunch of things. But the fact that he had to even do that to sell what they were selling mm-hmm. and not be himself is crazy.
It's very crazy.
They were saying that, I was reading some other things about code switching, and they were saying that people will, like, I guess, not racially, but like profile you linguistically.
Mm-hmm.
I said, damn, we gotta worry about another profile?
Well, you already know, like, especially when it comes to job interviews and people look mm-hmm. at applications, if your name sound black, they'll yes. probably bypass yours.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely would sound. I know a couple.
I'm very blessed to not have a, you know, to have a mutual name. And I, because you know, a lot of Misha's and things like that probably get looked at like, oh no.
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is a little iffy.
Yeah, so, it's iffy. So you're like,
no, you know what? You know what gets them?
What?
The Hispanic. Because I put Hispanic.
Oh, well, you put that you're Hispanic.
I put Hispanic.
You, because you are.
Exactly. But when I go to the interviews, they'll be looking at me like, who is this girl?
Oh, you get them looks.
I'm they be like, you're Hispanic? Yes. Yes, I am.
They be asking you that for real?
Yes. Oh, well, where are your parents from or where are you from? And I'd be like, does it matter?
You don't say that to them, do you?
No, in my head, I'd be like, does it matter?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say that. I need a job.
I know.
But it's like, it just sucks because I don't feel like you should have to pretend to be somebody else just to advance in this world.
Do you have a scenario of where you had to code switch? How did that make you feel?
Yeah. But it's more culturally than work. Like, I do it at work all the time. I have to enunciate my words and pronounce my words properly. I can speak proper English. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. It's happened to me, you know, when I was younger. My mom, she has done most of our business in Spanish because they help you faster. My mom has an accent when she speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't do it for her, she gets a little frustrated because of her accent. They don't really want to help her because she has an accent. They don't understand her, which, of course, to me,
I understand your mom perfectly.
Exactly. So to me, I feel like my mom's English is pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Other people, what are you saying? You know, they just rude because you have an accent. They're like, okay, it's a foreigner, blase, blase.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So my mom used to always do our business in Spanish. So then when people, like, say, for instance, we wanted cable. The cable people had to come out to the house. She'll order the thing in Spanish. They'll come to the house and they'll look at us like a new cow looking at a new gate because they feel like they got the wrong address.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, of course, I answer the door. Hey, how you doing? They speak in Spanish. Oh, you, you know. Then when I start speaking Spanish, they be like, oh, okay. All right, I got the right place. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You got the right place, sir.
And it's just saddens me sometimes because it's like you don't know what language people can speak. You get what I'm saying? So don't judge a book by its cover. I've heard that I'm not regular black before. I don't know what regular black is.
Nowadays, none of us is regular black.
Hello, somebody.
So,
I don't know what regular. I thought,
are regular black are people that's born in generations have not left Africa. That's regular African. And you know, some people don't even like calling us black because you're not black or African American. They feel like black is an offensive word, which is kind of is. But we call them people white, so now they have a new name, the colonizers. You know, it sounds more sophisticated. So I'd be like,
so yes, sophistication.
You know, these colonizers ain't shit, you know?
So what about you? Have you, besides work, has you had a scenario where you had to code switch because...
Yes. And it is very uncomfortable because you feel like you can't be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a lot of, like, networkers and, like, conferences and things like that, when it's predominantly white people there, and hearing me, this natural... You know, even though I'm natural light-skinned girl, you know, I could go for both, but I'm natural, so they know that I'm not one of them. So, you know, it be looks, and, you know, I have, feel like I have to be put together, and, you know, I can't look a certain way, or it just, you just feel like you have to watch your movements and your words. So, code switching can be very uncomfortable, especially if that's not who you are. But it sort of is who you are, but you just extra precautious with the thing. So it could be challenging. So basically, whenever I go to like networking events with predominantly white people, I code switch a lot.
Okay.
So Yeah. That's like the highest ratio of code switching that I ever do. Because sometimes when I be ever, I be myself too. But yeah, I be sometimes. Myself in a very, I know that I can't rule at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, okay.
Yeah, I know that makes I can't sense. Rule. So, I know in my world I can rule all I want. But mm-hmm. in them people places, though, I'm not the ruler there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Basically, that's my code switch, especially nowadays.
And because you code switch, that does not mean you don't accept yourself. We just yeah. know that there is a stigma in this society to where you sadly. Have to, yeah, sadly, you have to switch your persona from time to time in order to advance in this world. Not saying that you have to sell out, because just because you switch your persona does not mean that you cannot
be yourself. And then it's a very powerful stigma that says when you act proper and you talk proper, you mm-hmm. acting white.
Yeah, no.
What?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. When
how are you acting white when you're just acting proper? Like when you want to eat vegan food and you want to mm-hmm. do things a certain way, you're acting white. Why is all the good things that are healthy for us and good for us and will excel us, it's considered acting white or being white? Think about it now.
Yeah, you are definitely right.
Why is the angel always considered white, and then the darkest things, the blackest things, always considered evil?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But you know what's funny? I was looking at, like I said, when I was doing research on this, I was looking at a video, and I seen somebody's a comedian. He said, "I speak two languages. Mm-hmm. I speak street vernacular and I speak interview."
Yeah. I think that was Dave Chappelle yeah. had like a little meme going around. It probably wasn't him, but it probably was. But yeah,
I was like, that makes sense though. I speak proper enough, or I enunciate my words. I speak in the setting, you know, in a mm-hmm. better, not even better way, just speak properly.
Yes. Because so you know, like they say, first impressions are everything. So you have to get the best impression whenever mm-hmm. you do any type of interview, because mm-hmm. it's like they're judging you based off that full interview. Mm-hmm. They're judging your whole life essence. They're judging everything about you.
Yeah,
from that interview. So it makes sense that you will want to give your best foot forward. It makes mm-hmm. perfect sense. But it's sad that we have to go above and beyond, or sometimes just switch, and we just can't be our regular self.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that we had a conversation about this at work too? Do you think some street vernacular should be accepted in the workplace? Like, you know how we be around our friends. Uh-huh. Yes, you know how we be around our friends, and we, you know, some of the slang words that we use.
It depends on. Let me tell y'all this. It depends on the environment, the setting, place.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's this company that I use to, you know, build my websites with, mm-hmm. called Wix. When I tell you, when I went in their office setting, mm-hmm. they have canopies that you could lay on during break cool. and doing work. You could, like, really, they make the environment comfortable for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
You could bring your dog to work. They had dogs at mm-hmm. work. Like, you can just chill and vibe. There's no extra, you know, stiffness in the workplace. So it depends on the environment of the workplace. And then with creatives, like, we have to be creatively free. We mm-hmm. have to get the juices flowing. So if you're in a fun environment, your juices is always flowing. When yeah. you're in an environment that can weigh you down, it weighs your creativity down. So when I went at Wix, I was like, oh my God, this is how I want my office to be. Like, this, like, who will not want to come to work? It's like you're at the beach. You could lay on a canopy anytime you want. You could bring your dogs to work. It's just so fun. It's bright colors. You know how some works, it's just dull, and you just have your seats, and it's just there, mm-hmm. like an army. But there mm-hmm. is, like, it's just so creative. I don't know. I just like things that's fun and creative. And that was, like, when I seen that, I was like, oh my God, if all the work office jobs was like this. who would not have a problem with coming to work?
Well, my job is pretty laid back as well. Like, we come into work and I can wear, I don't have to be in a suit and tie or...
I'm not talking about that laid back. I'm talking about, like, the environment itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. It's laid. It's chill. Like, they have a canopy that swings from the ceiling in their workplace.
A you canopy can bring or a hammock, friend?
Both.
Oh. That's
both. Cool. You could swing from the ceiling. You could bring your... Can you bring your dog to work?
Nope. I don't think I can bring my dog to work.
Exactly.
Dog to work if I had one.
They have scooters. Like the little...
Scooters?
They have scooters at work. Like the little electrical ones that you can just ride. They have scooters at their job. The job supplies the scooters for the employees.
What? I want a scooter. I want to work for them then.
Exactly my point.
Let me find my where my resume at? Okay.
Let me it's the environment that you're in. And it's the industry. It has to be the industry. Because if your industry is serious, then you got to be a little bit more serious, a little bit more tough on your employees, which is understandable. But Wix got it going on, baby.
Yes.
Let me tell you, they got it going on. And I aspire to have my office just like that. I'm so serious.
No, I know you are. That's why I'm laughing.
I was at peace there. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave. I don't want to leave.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to leave neither. I would not.
So I can only imagine if they be having some wine coolers up in there.
Come on, wine coolers.
I'm just saying.
At my job, we've done an event where we did like a team building event. Mm-hmm. And we went to Dave and Buster's, and they told us we can go ahead and get a couple of drinks if we want, you know, whatever.
Was that during the work hours?
Yeah, we were clocking.
So did y'all go back to work with liquor?
We left. We were done for the day after the team.
That's
building.
What I'm saying. And they let y'all drink after y'all work was done.
No, we didn't work that day at all.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was a team building thing, so that was basically our work day.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they gave us because, you know, even with team building, sometimes they don't want you to drink nothing. Or, no, you get a virgin something. Girl, please.
But y'all like, really wasn't working. Y'all was communicating and
it
building.
It was, no, baby. It was work to me. I clocked in. So, huh?
Listen. We trying to get out here where we don't have to clock in for nothing. We just getting paid.
You better say that.
So you wasn't really at work. Okay?
Whatever, girl. That was work to me, child. Like, got time to play with you.
But yeah. Just saying.
But yeah, man. Y'all let us know how y'all feel about that, the code switching. And if you ever had an experience doing it. Now, some people can't. I've known people who can't code switch. They are just them. Like,
who they are?
Who they are. All day, 365. And
ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with that.
But it will hurt you eventually.
Exactly. It did hurt. I know somebody personally who actually, because I was confused about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So they got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You got the job. You passed the interview process. Great. So I guess they got just really, just like, okay, I got a job. Cool. So now I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. It didn't work out too well. They were only there for like a month and a half. And then, gotta go. Kick them out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I was like, oh.
You and know, sometimes hard head make a soft head, you know?
It does.
You gotta learn.
It really does.
You gotta learn.
But I wish that there comes a day where we wouldn't have to be linguistically profiled, like I said before, because that's ridiculous. Sometimes you don't even get housing by the way you sound. They won't tell you about deals that they have over the phone. They won't tell you, like, they are unwilling to help you because of the way you sound. That's ridiculous to me.
These people presidents out here in these streets. We living in a crazy world, y'all. Trump in office, all the hoodlums and the crazy. And the thing about it is, they swear it's us that's the hoodlums and the violent people.
And the vigilantes.
But y'all the most, y'all ain't seen that damn black boy shoot up a school. It's these white folks that's shooting up. Own the white folks. But we're the ghetto ones. We're the violent ones. We are the ones that they're intimidated by. Yes, they're intimidated by us because they're literally scared of us because they know our power that we possess. But you know, that's too much to get into right now.
Yeah, we're not.
I speak interview.
We're not gonna do that.
We're not gonna do that right now. Because I could go in, baby.
Yes, you can. But shout out to all of those who knows how to code switch or when to code switch and are still true to themselves. And you don't allow it to affect you to where you don't know who you are or you sell yourself out because of, you know, the things we have to do, especially in corporate America.
Yes, Lord. Corporate America.
And that plays into my aprendedlo for today. The word is doble.
Hey, I can say that. Doble.
You're stupid.
I can say that.
So, yeah, doble means dual. I picked that word because when you do code switch, you have, like, you know, we were been saying before, you have to be, you know, on your P's and Q's and be two different people. Not saying that it is wrong, but as long as you stay true to yourself, when you do code switch, you should be all good and dandy. So again, that word is what, Mooney?
Dang, I forgot. Doble?
Good.
There you go. See?
Good job.
See, when you get enlightened about certain things, your mind just start racing.
What you was over there thinking?
If it got
girl, I cannot deal.
Now we are going to get to Untapped Essentials, which is giving advice and inspirational quotes for life and business in every episode. That is what I do with Untapped Essentials. So the quote of the day is, "You can conform to the appropriate code or cultures around you out of respect, but never lose the essence of who you are."
Mm-hmm.
I don't like watching Trump, but my dad loved watching the news and MSB and whatever the hell it is. So I had no choice but to see this motherfucker on screen. So I was like, these people really believe the lies that they tell. And somebody told me that was there. She was like, you know, when somebody start telling themselves a lie for so long, they really start believing it.
Very true.
So when you decide to do code switching, do not code switch so much to the point that you forget who you are.
Right.
Because some people do. Some people try to code switch to conform to the people around them. And they do it so much that they become them.
Yeah.
Omarosa.
And then you get left high and dry. Because you are not them.
You are not them.
You so thought they used you as a pawn, sis.
Be very careful of the code switching. So, that is my untapped essentials for today.
Child. And like I said, culturally, we do it all the time. Like, we know how to speak properly. Well,
yeah, because I ain't going to lie. A lot of people may think I'm bougie, but I can get ratchet like the rest of them.
Come on, ratchet up. And me, I just have 20,000 sides to me because the fact that I can speak properly.
Mm-hmm.
I can be ratchet if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have the Spanish side of me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have the Caribbean side of me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just who I am. My cousin, she always just be like, "Well, who do you want to be today? What do you
Oh Lord.
What do you got going on today?" Because don't let me get around Caribbean people. Like, I can switch it up. And then
you also have to learn, especially when it comes to the social media world. Mm-hmm. You have, especially if you want to become a public figure or you want to do, well, some people nowadays don't do it. They be their true selves and have
their. Like Cardi B's and Tiffany's, like we were talking about in our previous.
Yeah. But sometimes when you want to be respected on a whole other level, sometimes you just got to know what you got to post, what you can post, and what you can't post.
Well, you're going to be doing apologies. A lot of them. Press releases.
Exactly. I was just having this conversation with our other best friends and me. But I'm not going to mention what we talked about. If you want to talk about it, she can hop on the show and talk about what we talked about. But until then, you have to learn. You have to learn. It's different. Thing about it is, being an artist, you can be your creative self. Mm-hmm. In the business world, you can't.
Yeah.
You have to tone down a bit for people to take you seriously. Now, if you do have social media fame, you really don't need it no more because you already have that fan base and you already got people that's going to indulge into you.
But well, no, you can't say that. You do need it because depending on what type of ventures you're trying to, you know, get to.
It depends. Fashion and beauty, you don't really need to be, you know, uptight. Not saying that you have to be uptight, but you could be a true because it's just makeup. People wear makeup. We wear makeup every day. Fashion, when it comes to hair, nails, beauty, must for some reason. Mm-hmm. So, they don't care how you act. They just want to wear your stuff.
No, they care.
They care, but it's not as crucial.
It's not as crucial,
some
right?
Some other ventures or businesses that you would like to open. When I tell y'all, it's levels. It's levels to everything. Mm-hmm. Just like Meek Mill said, even though I like him like that, it's levels to everything. He was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. Why you like my dog? It's not that he tried to come for Bay.
Who don't try to come for bae? Like, they just trying to, like, well, that's your bae.
The thing about this, Pusha T, is I've been like Pusha T. Because people don't know, I listen to rap music more than I listen to R&B, more than I listen to anything.
I'm the R&B fan over here.
I'm a rap head. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a poet and I write music. So, I'm a rap. I like to rhyme. Mm-hmm. So, I'm a rap head. I've been listening to my whole life. So, I already had respect for Pusha T. Pusha T can never get on my bad side. But Meek Mill.
That's horrible.
First of all, he yelled and all his stuff. What are you yelling for, sir? DMX yelled. But DMX yelled creatively.
Okay.
You don't see the difference between
I definitely see the difference between DMX and Meek Mills. Definitely do. That there's no comparison.
Meek Mills just yell and it gets my ears. My ears start to hurt when this motherfucker yells.
Understand how you don't like you ain't got no insights to Pusha T and my dog had outed your bae's information like.
Because I had respect for Pusha T because Pusha T know how to actually rap and Pusha T been out here.
He has been out here. Meek too when he had the little dusty braids.
So I always like the thing about it is like this one. All because somebody come for somebody, that's their own beef. I'm not gonna dislike somebody because somebody came for somebody and since Drake Bay I gotta dislike you. What type of shit is that? That's flip floppy as fuck.
Yeah.
I never really liked Meek Mill.
You right.
So it's like you came for Bay, so I'm definitely not like you now. So what you want me to do? Like, I had respect for Pusha T for so long. Like, it's just Pusha T. See, this is, we gonna get into this.
Go ahead.
Now I understand why Jay-Z and Beyonce stopped messing with Kanye. Kanye is messy.
Yes.
I love Kanye. I love Kanye today. Kanye is a Gemini. I love my Gemini.
He's a genius, but he is messy.
He is a musical genius, but he is messy.
He is.
That whole shit he did for a publicity stunt was messy. Mm-hmm. Y'all still ain't winning. Yo, record label still not winning. Y'all still not selling. Nobody still listening to y'all stuff.
Oh no.
But Bay is winning. Okay. But we ain't gonna get into that, y'all. That's my little hip hop new. You know, I'm a music junkie. You know, music is my little thing. Entertainment is my thing. I love entertainment. I love business entertainment. I love business in general.
Speaking of entertainment, did y'all see Remy Ma?
And Papoose? I loved her dress. See,
they got remarried.
I have a
love hate
relationship. I don't hate her. I'm Remy Ma. I just don't like her rapping. She can't rap.
I like Remy Ma.
She can't rap.
Okay, girl.
I met Remy Ma personally, and when I tell you, she is a beautiful individual. She is a very beautiful individual. She's, but like, when I say, like, I could tell that lady been through some stuff, and she overcame some stuff, and she's mentally all right with me.
But as far as
and that music, dress was bomb, baby. That dress,
her wedding
dress, that versatile dress, yes, it was bomb. It was a beautiful way, and I'm so proud of her when she with her and Papoose.
I look, like, listen, where is the Papoose? Yes, ma'am.
Am I overlooking my Papoose? What is it?
We could have overlooked. I'm not gonna lie to you. I have been re-examining some of the dudes I've dated, or some of the people I friend zoned it. I was like, maybe he would have been a good fit, but.
You was on that stupid stuff,
girl. Beyond stupid, girl. But let's not talk about that, okay? Let's just not.
But I don't know. I'll be thinking about it. I think Papoose is around me. I just don't know who he is yet. Because you know, a lot of people be watching. Right. They don't make no moves. They just watch and they just wait. So I believe he's around. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who he is. Because I don't think I met Papoose yet.
I think I have met a Papoose. And I literally real quick. But
symptom real quick.
It's all right. Because right now I'm on stop. I'm on pause. So
I'm chilling.
Whatever.
I have a good feeling about the rest of 2018 when it comes to me and Papoose. I don't know why.
And not literally Papoose. We're talking about figuratively.
I think they know we're talking figuratively. I hope so.
Because we don't even remember. We ain't got no insides with nobody.
No, when it comes to Papoose. We said it in the beginning.
I know. I'm just saying. We got to reiterate because people.
So basically, I think somebody like Papoose is coming. But I don't know. I have a strong feeling. I don't know. We shall see indeed.
Interesting.
Thing. Yes, the pinky, like, what's the name? Dane from Austin Powers.
Oh,
the Dr. Show. Evil.
Yes.
Dr. Evil with the pinky. Lord. But, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in to the episode of Brunch Teas, I Speak Interview. You can follow us on Facebook at Brunch Teas, Instagram at Brunch Teas _, and Twitter at Brunch Teas, and our official website, brunchteas.com. And you can also follow me everywhere at Mooney Holmes.
You can follow me, Telemo _ on Instagram and Twitter, and Telemo on Facebook. Guys, please don't forget to rate us if you like what you're hearing, if you just like us. give us a shout out, you know, rate us, leave a comment on our Apple Podcasts, on our Google Play Music and SoundCloud. Just let us know what y'all think. Also, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please hit us up on Brunch
or Tea.
That too. Please hit us up on Brunch Teas Podcast at gmail.com.
So that mean punto?
Punto com, yes.
Wow. You learn something new every day, y'all. But thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget to tune in next week for what, Telly?
More heat's gonna be on fire.
And we probably got a little treat for next week, too. We'll see how everything turns out.
We do. Don't be... Just come on and tune in,
y'all. Just wait on it.
Okay. See y'all later. Y'all have a great rest of your week, and we'll be here next week, okay?
Yep, next week.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.